ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकयाक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं श्वापदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुधापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहागना रघुनाथान्वितं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं हरिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहागना श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी नित्य नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी अश्चत्यतारिणे नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धान्त सरस्वती नामिने श्रीवाष्णवानवी देवी दायिताय कृपाद्वये कृष्ण सम्बन्धा विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्ज्वलप्रेमाद्या श्रीरूपानुगभक्तिदा श्रीगौरा करुणाशक्ति विग्रहाय नमोऽस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणि श्रीमूर्तये दीनधान्ये रूपानुगा विरुधाप सिद्धान्तद्वन्तहारिणे नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षाद्वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्बारसम्बोधे पदाम्बुजायते नमः नमो भक्तिविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनाम्ने गौरशक्तिस्वरूपाय गुरुभानुगावरायते गौरविर्भावमुले स्वं निर्देष्टसज्जनप्रिय वैष्णवा सार्वभौमश्री जगन्नाथायते नमः पञ्चकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः महाबलियाय कृष्णा प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्वेषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपास्वरूपकम् भक्तावतारं भक्तव्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनाबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तु ते जयतां सुरता पङ्गो मम मन्दामतिर्गचि मत्सर्वस्वापदं भोजौ राधां मदनमोहनौ दिव्याद्वृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमथा श्रीमान् रत्नाकर सिंहासनस्थौ श्री श्रीराधा श्रील गोविन्द देवौ सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भी वंशिवका तथा स्थिता कर्षन् वेणुस्वनैर्गोपीर्गोपीनाथा श्रियेस्तु नः तप्त कञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैताधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
I will return in 1 minute.
We have come to
Chattegram.
It is described in the biographies of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the chapter of the appearance of the Lord, how before Lord Chaitanya descended to this world, he sent his beloved devotees to take birth in various places. In Srihatta, Advaita Prabhu, Jagannath Mishra, Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur, Sachi Mata, Advaitacharya Srivas Thakur with his brother Sri Nidhi Sripati and Sri Ram, they appeared. In Bhudan, Thakur Haridas appeared. In Radhadesh, Nityananda Prabhu appeared. In Trihut, Paramananda Puri appeared. And in Chattigram, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Vasudev Dat, Mukunda Dat, Sri Ballava, Chaitanya Ballava appeared in this world. And they all assembled in Navadvip to assist Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mission and in his transcendental pastimes. We are very, very fortunate that we have been allowed by the mercy of Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas to come here to this very holy place of Chattigram. Lord Chaitanya himself declared that this was a very holy place. As unqualified and insignificant as I am, I will make some effort on the order of Vaishnavas to describe something about why Chattigram is so special, so sacred. It is the birthplace and the place of bhajan of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Also the birthplace and place of bhajan of Mukunda Dat and Vasudev Dat. When Lord Chaitanya was in Navadvip, he was in the presence of Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, Srivas, Haridas Thakur, all of these great devotees. But still, he was feeling a great sadness in his heart. Sometimes he would sigh very loudly because he longed for one special personality to be with him. That was Pundarik Vidyanidhi. One day in Srivas Thakur's house, there was dancing and chanting of the holy names. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a very loud voice, began to cry out, with tears pouring from his eyes, "Pundarik, Pundarik, O Father, Pundarik, Pundarik, O Father, my Father, O Pundarik, when will you come?" The devotees were very much astounded to see Lord Chaitanya in such a mood, crying out for someone. They began to talk amongst themselves, "Pundarik is a name of Krishna." But then they heard Lord Chaitanya say, "Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, my father, when will you come?" So they came to the conclusion that there must be a very great devotee of the name Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So they inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are crying out this personality's name. Can you tell us something about him? Please tell us. Lord Chaitanya sighed in ecstasy. He said to his assembled devotees, he said, "You are all so fortunate because you were inquiring about Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Just the sound of his name has purified the entire universe. Pundarik Vidyanidhi is a personality who has extraordinary, wonderful qualities of devotion that cannot be explained. He was born in Chattagram. And because this great personality was born in Chattagram, he has made that place a holy place. He has a house in Chattagram, but he also has a house in Navadvip. Very soon, I feel that he will be coming here. Pundarik Vidyanidhi's love and devotion to Lord Krishna is so deep, it is so great, it is like no one else's. Torrents of tears pour from his eyes. His limbs tremble, his hair stand on end, his voice falters in ecstasy. He will not take his bath in the Ganga because he fears offending her by placing his feet upon her. But every night he will come to the Ganga and simply worship her by gazing upon her and drinking her water. He will not go to the Ganga during the day because people bathe in the Ganga, they brush their teeth in the Ganga, they spit water out in the Ganga, they wash their hair in the Ganga. This pains his heart so bad he cannot tolerate seeing it. Therefore, when no one is around, he will come at night and worship Ganga, gazing with tears in his eyes and drink that water. Before he will worship his deities, he will drink the water of the Ganga. Before doing any auspicious activity, he will sanctify himself by taking water of the Ganga. Pundarik Vidyanidhi is the very treasure house of love of God. Such love of God is extraordinary, uncommon, like no one else. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was repeatedly crying out, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, my father, my father, my father. The devotees were very, very much eager to meet him. But Lord Chaitanya warned the devotees. He said, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he dresses like a materialistic enjoyer. In fact, he looks and appears to be just an ordinary materialistic enjoyer. And therefore, ordinary people simply think of him in that way. They do not recognize him. They cannot understand him. But actually, he has unparalleled ecstatic love and devotion to Lord Krishna. And this, all of you, will soon see if you are fortunate. So the devotees were very much waiting for the arrival of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He came from Chattagram to Navadvip, where he was residing in his house. One day Mukunda Dutt approached Gadadhar and said, "Oh Gadadhar, I know that you are always happy to meet wonderful saintly persons. There is a great Vaishnav. I would like to take you to see him." Gadadhar Pandit said, "I am very happy. Let us go." Mukunda Dutt said, "You have accepted me as your servant. Let us go." They went to the house of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. When Gadadhar came in, Pundarik Vidyanidhi would very respectfully welcomed him, honored Gadadhar Pandit. He asked Mukunda Dutt, "Can you tell me who is this person? What is his name? I see such an effulgence which can only come about by a heart that's purified by devotion. I see this person's qualities are very charming and very attractive. He is a person who loves Krishna. Please tell me about him." Mukunda Dutt replied that his name is Gadadhar Pandit. He is the son of Madhava Mishra, and he's a very, very great devotee. From his earliest childhood, he has been completely renounced without the slightest concern for any type of material enjoyment.
He loves to associate with devotees, to chant the holy names, to hear about Krishna. And he's loved by all the Vaishnavas. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was very, very happy to meet Gadadhar Pandit. But Gadadhar Pandit looked upon Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And what did he see? He was sitting on a beautiful throne that was had a large asana made with the finest silks. There were various colored fine pillows all around him. There was 5 or 7 brass pots of highly polished brass. There was shining brass plates with betel leaves and betel nuts upon him and other forms of chewing spices. Beautiful, beautiful asana. There was one man on each side of him, fanning him with peacock tail fans. He had luxurious silken clothes and beautiful ornaments. And his hair was so very, very finely combed. And it was deeply anointed with very costly, fragrant amalaki oils. And every now and then, Pundarik Vidyanidhi would look at the reflection of himself in the brass pots and smile. Gadadhar Pandit was thinking in his mind that when Mukunda Dutt brought me here, I had such deep faith in this person. But now that I am seeing how he lives, all that faith is lost. He appears to be a materialistic sense gratifier. Mukunda Dutt understood the doubt in Gadadhar Pandit's mind. Therefore, he began to chant beautiful prayers. The prayer he chanted described the mercy of Lord Krishna. That the sister of Bakasura, whose name was Putana, she was most wicked, most cruel. She would eat the flesh and drink the blood of baby children. She put the Kalakula poison, the most deadly of all poisons, upon her breast and came to Gokul. Disguising herself as Krishna's mother, she fed Krishna her poison-covered breast. And Krishna is so merciful that because she appeared to him in the guise of a mother, Krishna liberated her and gave her an eternal lila as his mother in the spiritual world of Goloka. How merciful is Krishna? Nowhere, anywhere, in all of creations, can we find any personality as merciful, as benevolent as Krishna? Only the most ignorant person would not worship Krishna, who gave Putana the service of a mother in the spiritual world. As Mukunda Dutt was singing these beautiful prayers, Pundarik Vidyanidhi entered into a trance of transcendental ecstasy. All of a sudden, he started screaming. Say it! Say it! Say it again! Say it again! Mukunda Dutt kept reciting these beautiful prayers from the Bhagavatam. Such profuse torrents of tears poured from his eyes, it appeared like 2 river Ganges flowing simultaneously. His hair started standing on end, his limbs started trembling. And all of a sudden, he just went in a state of madness. He started kicking his legs and throwing his arms, sighing very, very deeply. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, I am so fallen, I am so wicked, I am so sinful. You have come to this world to deliver everyone except me. And soon, all of the clay pots flew in all directions. The pond plates flew in another direction. All the pillows were flying in other directions. With his hands, he was ripping his beautiful silk clothes to pieces. His wonderfully oiled hair just was disheveled and falling in all directions. Even the seat that he was sitting on was being ripped to pieces. 10 men simultaneously tried to hold him down, but they were unsuccessful. It was impossible. Even the men were flying in all directions. As Pundarik Vidyanidhi, just completely engrossed in an internal state of divine ecstasy, was crying out, "My Lord Krishna, I am so sinful. You have descended to deliver everyone except me." It was uncontrollable. After some time, his ecstasies reached such a peak that he just fell completely unconscious. In that state, there did not appear to be even the subtlest sign of life in his body. He laid there. Gadadhar Pandit was thinking in his heart, "I have created a very, very serious offense to him. I was thinking in my mind that he was an ordinary materialistic person, but Mukunda Das saved me from that offense. Now I can understand his unparalleled ecstatic love of God. Because I made this offense to him, I must atone. On the path of bhakti, one must accept initiation from a spiritual master. Although I have been following the path for many years, I have not yet accepted a spiritual master. To atone for my offense, I will beg him to be my guru." And then he revealed his heart to Mukunda Das. He said, "You saved me from a great offense. You are certainly my dearest, best, well-wishing friend. I was thinking he was a materialistic person. But upon seeing his extraordinary love of God, I desire to accept initiation into the holy mantra from him." Pundarik Vidyanidhi laid there in an unconscious, lifeless state for 6 continuous hours. And then he came to consciousness. When he came to consciousness, he looked around. Meanwhile, his servants, actually, when he came to Navadvip, he came with very, very costly possessions. He came with servants. He came with disciples. He had a whole entourage. And they all tried to put everything back together while he was unconscious. When he came to consciousness again, he was very peaceful. And he smiled and offered his respects to Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit's eyes were flowing with torrents of tears. Mukunda Das then explained to Pundarik why Gadadhar Pandit was crying the way he was. "He was thinking because of all of your great, great material opulences that you were a materialistic person. But when Gadadhar saw the nature of your love for Krishna, he wants to atone for his offense. He has complete faith in you. He wants to receive mantra initiation from you."
Pundarik Vidyanidhi smiled. He said, "Providence is very, very merciful to me. Only after many, many, many births can one get such a qualified disciple as Gadadhar." Mukunda Dutt said, "It will be the perfect arrangement of a perfect disciple and a perfect spiritual master." Pundarik Vidyanidhi was very happy in his heart. He said, "On an auspicious day, Shukla Dwadasi, I will give you initiation into the holy mantra." That evening, Pundarik Vidyanidhi quietly went to visit Lord Chaitanya. When he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just sighed in ecstasy and fell to the ground unconscious. He couldn't even offer his obeisances. He was actually trying to offer his dandavats, but it was not possible. He just went unconscious. When Lord Chaitanya saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he was so happy. "Oh, my father, Pundarik, you have come." Pundarik Vidyanidhi got up, and Lord Chaitanya embraced Pundarik to his chest. Lord Chaitanya embraced him with such affection that he was not able to even let Pundarik Vidyanidhi go. Lord Chaitanya was bathing Pundarik with the tears from his own eyes due to his love. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi was just never, ever, ever wanted to leave the chest of Lord Chaitanya. They stood, both of them, motionless, in ecstasy trance, embracing one another for 3 full hours. Then Pundarik Vidyanidhi came back into external consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya invited him, "Please stay with us. Stay with us in Navadvipa." This is the unparalleled love between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Afterward, Gadadhar Pandit explained to Lord Chaitanya about his thinking and asked Lord Chaitanya for his permission to take initiation, diksha, from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Lord Chaitanya was very happy. He said, "Yes, do it at once." So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his full blessings, and Gadadhar Pandit took initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Who could understand? Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani. He took initiation from this great soul. And Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna, who has this emotional, spiritual sentiments of love of Sri Radhika, and the complexion of Sri Radhika as well, why was he crying out, "Father, Father, Pundarik, my father"? It was because Pundarik Vidyanidhi is incarnation of Srimati Radharani's eternal father, Maharaj Brishabhanu from Goloka Vrindavan. His uncommon love and affection was very, very dear to all the devotees. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya personally gave him the name Premnidhi, which means the treasure house of divine ecstatic love. He became one of the foremost intimate loving associates of Lord Chaitanya throughout his Navadvipa Lila. There are stories of Pundarik Vidyanidhi in the house of Srivas. He was always there for the kirtans. He became Lord's very, very dear very dear associate. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu claimed again and again that he could not be happy unless Pundarik Vidyanidhi was with him. That was their love. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, there's a beautiful story. Lord Chaitanya would every day go to the Tota Gopinath temple to hear Gadadhar Pandit recite Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya treasured hearing him speak Bhagavatam because he spoke with such pure, humble devotion. One day, Gadadhar Pandit said to the Lord that the Ishta Mantra that I receive from my Guru Maharaj is not sitting properly in my mind. Will you repeat the mantra for me to help me to be able to chant it better? Lord Chaitanya said, your guru is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He has given you that mantra. It would be a great offense for anyone to give you the mantra after he gives it to you. Gadadhar Pandit said, but can you be the representative of my guru and give me the mantra again? And Lord Chaitanya said, I feel in my heart that Pundarik Vidyanidhi will come to Puri within the next few days. Lord Chaitanya, by his love and desire, literally dragged Pundarik Vidyanidhi from Chittagong to Navadweep and then from Chittagong to Puri. When Pundarik Vidyanidhi arrived in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya was so very, very, very happy. He embraced him, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi was welcomed by all the Vaishnavas. His best friend was Swarup Damodar Goswami. Very, very dear friends. They loved each other so very dearly. One day, Lord Chaitanya took the devotees to Jagannath's temple where they were celebrating Odana Shasti, which is a very, very special festival. It happens in the winter time when Lord Jagannath is given new garments made out of starched cloth. So on that day, Lord Chaitanya and the devotees were watching, and from the evening through the entire night, practically, they were just offering Jagannath and Baladev and Subhadra all varieties of silken cloths. There was red and yellow and blue and orange. So many colors, this cloth after cloth after cloth of fine starched silk. Hour after hour after hour after hour they were offering these new garments to Jagannath. And then they offered him flower ornaments. They offered him flower crowns, flower bracelets, flower necklaces. Then they offered bhog. Then they offered arti. Lord Chaitanya and his associates happily stayed throughout the whole night watching. And then they were walking back to the Lord's residence in Gambira. The Lord asked everyone's permission to take rest and sent everyone home. So Swarup Damodar Goswami and Pundarik Vidyanidhi, they remained. And then they started to walk together. As they were walking, Pundarik Vidyanidhi expressed a doubt that came in his mind. He said, why in this great land of Puri, in the holy temple of Jagannath, why are they offering Lord Jagannath starched garments according to Sruti and Smriti
You never offer the deity things with starch in it. According to the Shastra, and everyone knows, if you touch a starched garment, you must immediately wash your hand because it's contaminated. One must wash out all the starch of a new garment before offering it to the deities. But they're not washing. They're giving starched garments to Jagannath. What is this? Swarup Damodar Goswami said, there is no offense. There is no mistake. After all, Lord Jagannath is the king of the universe and he's living in Puri. And King Prataparudra, he's the maintainer of the temple and he's a great devotee. So what the servants of Jagannath are doing is no problem at all. After all, Jagannath is completely independent. He's above all rules and regulations. Pundarik Vidyanidhi said, yes, I know, Jagannath is above all rules and regulations. But that doesn't mean his servants should act like that. Jagannath could do anything the way he wants. He can jump over any strictful injunctions. But that does not give license to his servants to do such a thing. They should follow the proper regulative principles. Swarup Damodar said, I do not think there's anything wrong with what they did. Jagannath is independent. If this is how he wants his servants to serve him, then I think that there's no problem. It is perfect. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi began to laugh and said, yes, yes, Jagannath can do anything he likes. In this way, they were laughing. They took a little prasad. Then they went to take rest. As Pundarik Vidyanidhi was resting, he had a dream. But it was not an ordinary dream. He saw Lord Jagannath and Balaram approaching him, staring at him with very, very angry eyes. With their hands, they began slapping his face. Jagannath was slapping, poof, poof. Again and again and again, slapping, slapping, slapping. And Balaram was on the other side, slapping, 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 slapping. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was, my lord, my lord, my lord, what offense have I done? What have I done? Please, please be merciful to me. Save me, my lord, save me. What have I done to deserve this? And Lord Jagannath, with a very deep voice, in great anger, he replied. He said, there is no one more offensive than you. He said, why are you here in Puri? What, you get out of this place. You have no right to be in Puri. After all, you are a high caste Brahmin. Being here in Puri with all my servants, you will lose your caste. Get out. Poo, poo, poo. He was beating his face with his hands. Said, you call yourself my servant. You worship me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then you criticize my dear beloved servants because they offered me starched cloth. I cannot tolerate this. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was weeping and crying, my Lord, please be merciful, please be merciful. I will not do this again. Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram, after slapping him repeatedly in his cheeks and in his mouth, he said, because you are my devotee, I will excuse you. But do not speak like this again about my servants again. Because you are my devotee, I have punished you out of my love and mercy for you. Then Jagannath and Balaram smiled, and he saw them walk back into the temple. At the time of dawn, Pundarik Vidyanidhi woke up. And when he woke up, he felt pains in his cheeks, and he looked and saw that they were beaten. You could actually see with eyes beat marks upon his cheeks and in his mouth. So he smiled very happily. thinking, I do not deserve. The Lord has punished me. It is His mercy. I have made an offense. I deserve much worse, but out of His causeless kindness upon me, He has given me proper punishment. Every single day, Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Swarup Damodar Goswami would meet early, early morning to see Jagannath in the temple. So he went to the place of Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar Goswami said, "Oh, you are late today. What happened to your cheeks? Your cheeks look like they have been beaten. And your mouth, what happened?" He said, "Yes, what you are observing is correct." And he told him the story, that because with this mouth I criticized the servants of Lord Jagannath, Lord Jagannath and Baladev punished my mouth by slapping it again and again and again and again and again. Swarup Damodar Goswami was in ecstasy. He said, "I have never in any scripture or any history heard of such an extraordinary form of punishment by the Lord. Nowhere does it describe the Lord coming in a dream to punish His devotee and the after effects." "I believe that there is no one so fortunate as you, Pundarik Vidyanidhi." In this way, he was celebrating the glories of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ends with this story. After describing the Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, and Antya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, it ends by explaining the extraordinary, unparalleled love of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and how Lord Chaitanya, in the form of Jagannath, came to punish him in a dream, just to show the world what is the nature of his extraordinary, supreme love and devotion. So who is this person that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not bear to live without? Who is this person who Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cried for his association? Who is this person that Lord Chaitanya praised and glorified to all the Vaishnavas? To that person, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, we have come here to Chatugram to prostrate our body in the dust of the holy place where he took birth and performed his bhajan, to beg for his mercy. He is Premnidhi. That means he possesses the treasure of divine ecstatic love. Lord Chaitanya declared him to be such a wealthy man with prema. We have come to beg. Beg that by his causeless mercy he may show kindness upon us and bless us with even a small particle from that unlimited treasure of love that he possesses. Such love that conquered the heart of the Supreme Personality of God. Where we are sitting now is the place of bhajan and the homes of the two brothers Mukundadat and Basudevdat. According to Gauraganodesh Deepika, by Kavi Karnapur, they were two of the favorite singers of Goloka Vrindavan, Madhu Kanta and Madhu Brata. They would love to sing beautiful songs for the transcendental pleasure of Lord Sri Krishna. They descended here in Chatugram as Mukundadat and Basudevdat. I'd like to say a few things about them. From Chatugram they came to Navadvip. Mukunda Das was a classmate of Lord Chaitanya. He was very, very dear friend of his from his childhood when he was just a student. They studied at the school, the academy of Ganga Das Pandit. And Mukunda Das, he was always a very great devotee. He loved to be amongst the Vaishnavas in the house of Advaita Prabhu while he was still doing his studies. Lord Chaitanya, knowing he was such a good devotee with such love in his heart, targeted to challenge him to various materialistic debates, just to disturb his mind. So this was a regular affair where Lord Chaitanya would just challenge Mukunda Das with some grammatical problem to solve. And every time Mukunda Das, he was actually very learned, every time he would answer Lord Chaitanya's questions, Lord Chaitanya would smash that answer to pieces. And he would challenge him again, and he'd give a reply, and Lord Chaitanya would smash that argument to pieces. And Mukunda Das just couldn't, he just wanted to talk about Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya was so expert, he would not allow him to talk about Krishna. He just kept getting him more and more entangled and embroiled in scholarly debates. So it came to the point where Mukunda Das, he had such love for Lord Chaitanya. He had such love for this Nimai Pandit. But at the same time, he couldn't tolerate being with him because it was just such apparent waste of time. Rupa Goswami explains what is the quality of a great devotee. A person who does not waste time. A person who knows how precious every moment of life is and will not forget Krishna for that moment. Moment after moment after moment, a devotee is very careful and acutely conscientious not to forget Krishna, to remember Krishna. All the rules, all the regulations, all the philosophical presentations of all the scriptures are all servants to support the two most important of all regulations. To always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Vishnu Purana describes the greatest tragedy in the whole universal creation is for a moment to go by without remembering Krishna. So how can you remember Krishna when Nimai Pandit is just entangling your entire mind and intelligence in all kinds of scholarly problems and defeating? Little did he know that he was remembering Krishna, because Lord Nimai Pandit is Krishna. Nimai was actually engrossing him completely in remembering him without even knowing it was Krishna. So it is described one time Nimai was walking with his students and Mukunda was walking toward him. And as soon as he saw Nimai, he ran in the opposite direction. And Nimai asked his students, "Why is Mukunda run away like this?" They said, "Because he must have some very pressing appointment somewhere else and he had to go." He said, "No, that is not the reason. It's because Mukunda is a Vaishnava and he only likes to talk about Krishna. And he knows I will engage him in scholarly debates. Therefore, he has run away from me because he doesn't want to forget Krishna." And then he very loudly and boldly, Lord Chaitanya looked toward Mukunda and said, "Mukunda, Mukunda, now you are running away from me. But soon I will become such a Vaishnava that Brahma and Shiva and all the great devas, they will all be coming to associate with me. Sukadeva and Narada will not be able to give up my association." Hare Krishna. The students heard him speaking, but they could not understand that he was actually telling truth.
due to the power of his yoga mind. So when Lord Chaitanya returned from Gaya and manifested his ecstatic love of Godhead and manifested this Harinam Sankirtan movement, Mukunda Dutt became one of his most intimate, inseparable, loving devotees. When Mukunda Dutt sang in Kirtan, all the devotees' hearts would melt in love. He sang so very, very sweet, with such pure, intimate devotion. The devotees could not give up his association. There are many stories about Mukunda's beautiful singing. There is a story when Ishwara Puri came to Navadweep. He was wearing very, very simple poor man's dress of a sannyasi, and nobody really knew who he was. They just thought he was just an ordinary beggar. He came to Advaita Prabhu's house. Advaita Prabhu was doing his puja, and Ishwara Puri sat right across from him, just watching Advaita do puja, and Advaita Prabhu was just staring at him. There is something special about this person. He looks like an ordinary kind of Mayavadi beggar, but there's something about this person that's attracting my heart. Advaita Prabhu asked him, who are you and where have you come from? And Ishwara Puri said, I am the most sinful, fallen, lowly outcast. And I have come here just to see you. Then Mukunda Dutt, sensing something very special about this personality, began to sing. As soon as Ishwara Puri heard Mukunda Dutt's sweet, loving voice glorifying Krishna, he went into a trance of ecstatic love. And as soon as everybody saw the nature of his love, they all understood, this is the great Ishwara Puri, foremost disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Yes, Mukunda Dutt was a constant companion of Advaita Prabhu, Srivas Thakur, and all of these great Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya engaged him in singing kirtan in the most important incidences. At the house of Srivas Pandit, he was regularly the lead kirtan singer every night. During the Sat Praharya Leela, when Lord Chaitanya manifested his ecstasies and revealed his divine incarnations for 21 hours to his devotees, that whole Sat Praharya Leela began with Lord Chaitanya asking Mukunda Dutt to begin the kirtan. And from there, the ecstasies of 21 hours were inaugurated. He was one of the lead kirtan singers in Jagannath Puri of the seven parties. Mukunda Dutt sang so sweetly, with such devotion. During the Mahaprakash Leela, Lord Chaitanya was calling each devotee one by one and giving them the choicest benedictions of his love for them. We know the story to Murari Gupta. He revealed his form of Ram to Kolavecha Sridhar. He revealed his forms of Krishna Balaram to Haridas Thakur, and to Advaita Prabhu, and to Gadadhar Prabhu. All of their desires were being fulfilled. And each devotee was coming forward, being called by the Lord to come forward, and asking for so many wonderful benedictions, and the Lord was rewarding them all. But throughout this whole incredible pastime, the Lord never even looked upon Mukunda Dutt, what to speak of calling him. So
So Mukunda Dutt felt totally rejected. He was hiding behind a curtain. He was crying. Srivas Thakur took pity on him. He said, "My lord, Mukunda Dutt is such a humble devotee. He will not come before you unless you give him permission. Please call him. You are neglecting him. It appears you are rejecting him. Please call him forward." Lord Chaitanya became angry. He said, "Never again speak on behalf of that wretched person, Mukunda. No, I will not see him." Srivas Thakur was shocked. All the devotees were shocked. Their hearts were broken. Broken to hear the Lord speak about their beloved Mukunda in this way. Srivas said, "My Lord, Mukunda, whenever he sings, your heart melts in ecstasy. He makes you dance. And all of our hearts melt in ecstasy. He's respectful to everyone. He's gentle. He's kind-hearted. He never offends anyone. Why are you treating him so harshly? If he has made some offense, then call him forward and punish him. But do not reject him, Lord. Do not reject him. What has he done?" Lord Chaitanya said, "What has he done? You have heard about the person who puts straw in their teeth and humbly comes before you and the next moment beats you on the head with an iron mace? That is Mukunda." Devotees were very, very shocked. He said, "Yes, he puts straw in his teeth and worships my feet. And then he beats me with club. How does he do this? Because when he's with the devotees, he sings in kirtans, he talks about Krishna, he hears about Krishna, he worships Krishna. But then he goes out and he mixes with other people who are non-devotional. And they speak against Krishna. And in doing so, he's beating me on the head with an iron mace. I do not want to see Mukunda. I do not want to see his face. I cannot tolerate seeing the face of one who holds this iron mace." When Lord Chaitanya heard this, even though every devotee there had already had the darshan of the Lord according to their heart's desire, every benediction of their heart fulfilled, they all suffered. Because devotees are more concerned with other devotees than themselves. Devotees are more concerned with other devotees' progress than their own even. If Mukunda was suffering, then they were suffering just as much. That is Vaishnava. So Mukunda, he was weeping and crying. Lord Chaitanya said, "I never want to see his face again." Mukunda was thinking in his heart, "I shall give up my life. If the Lord is not willing to accept me, then I have no reason to live. I will put an end to this wretched body of mine. Will the Lord ever again want to see me?" And then he cried out, "Will the Lord ever again allow me to see him?" Srivas Thakur said to Lord Chaitanya, "Mukunda Dutt is in great anguish. He wants to know, will there ever be a time when he will be allowed to see you again?" And Lord Chaitanya, in a thunderous voice, proclaimed, "He will see me. After 10 million births of this, there is no doubt."